Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Ambulance Director Greg Higginbotham and new Assistant Director Justin Smith join us on today's program to talk about Smith's promotion and the latest with the service. And Justin and Greg, we're here today to talk about your promotion here at Pella Ambulance. You are now the assistant director directly to Greg, and obviously with the big growing staff, it sounds like a pretty interesting title. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about your background and how you kind of came into this role now to kind of help lead Pella Community Ambulance.
Okay, my background, kind of my passion for EMS started back in probably 2001 and 2005. I was a firefighter in the U.S. Navy. Kind of let it go after 2005. I live in Colfax, Iowa, and they needed some volunteers in their fire department, so I wanted to join, help the community. Quickly seen a big problem that we have all over the state is that we need help in EMS, so I went to EMT school, fell in love with medicine, and I went to paramedic school at Mercy College, worked for Knoxville here in the county for a while, and came over here to Pella and been here on part-time for about a year and a half.
Well, and now you're in this new role as assistant director. What are the things that that role kind of carries now as you go forward and try to help what has been really a growing staff since you came here?
Yeah, I think just assisting this organization to come alongside these medics and Greg to help organize and promote and recruit paramedics would be part of the job.
Well, and Greg, that's been kind of the fun, good thing, but also a challenge has been since you've come here in 2018, there's been a push for you to get people trained in EMS classes, which of course then makes them volunteers or part-time or full-time. What has that transition been like for you, and what finally kind of drove the need to have an assistant director to help you with the administrative side?
Well, hey, right now we're up to 40 employees, and here, give me another 4 weeks and we'll have probably about 48. We're finishing up an EMT class. We've got some great EMTs that are going to come out of that. One person managing 40 to now 48 has become quite a challenge. So it just came to a point where I had too much stuff on my plate and needed an assistant. And to become more NIMS compliant, we need more of a command structure. And Justin was a great applicant. We had a huge application process for this. And Justin kind of rose to the top.
Well, and with Pella Ambulance, the thing that we've talked about, and even right before you got here, and you probably saw some of it in Knoxville, growing calls and growing service calls, but especially here in Pella, as the population grows, as other areas in the county respond maybe to more places in the region than you did before, what has been the benefit of having all those employees considering the growth, but also what are the challenges the ambulance faces because you're seeing that increased volume at a pretty rapid rate?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about baby boomers, they're right smack dab into healthcare needs. So, the whole county, our elderly population needs us. And so with that, volunteerism is down in a lot of places. And so we are booming here. Pella is still a strong volunteer-based community. And so we have some resources that a lot of the other services don't. So we go, and we help a lot of the surrounding communities and serve them. With doing that, it stretches us a little thin sometimes and puts me places where I don't think I'm actually going to be, and I end up being. So we've got a lot of our people that are all over the place. And with that, we needed more people, and that's why we've brought more people on. And we'll continue to bring more people on because we're busier and busier. I don't see a slowdown for our run numbers anytime soon, especially with the elderly population.
Well, and from your perspective, as you enter more of this management role, what are some of the goals as you kind of transition maybe from, you'll still do obviously some of the day-to-day in terms of being out there on calls, but as you transition more to an administrative role, maybe even a mentorship role with someone who has a lot of experience, what are some of your goals as you make that move?
Yeah, I think just strengthening what is already in place here, strengthening Greg, helping him, assisting him in what he's doing, and some of the other medics that we already got here. I think some of the day-to-day stuff I can help manage to free Greg up to do more of his recruitment retention type duties.
Well, and, we're not quite to the end of the year, Greg, but, just kind of give our listeners a little bit of an overview about what 2019 has been like when you've added all this staff and you're adding all these calls and kind of what your goals are now as you head into 2020 with an assistant director in place and obviously more growth, whether you want it or not.
Well, one of the cool things that we've added in this last year that I think is going to be huge next year is that we added a secure car business to our fleet. So anybody that's seen the Ford Explorer going around with the Pella Community Ambulance on the side, that what that does is it when we have voluntary psych transfers that go from one hospital to the other, sending them to Council Bluffs or Waterloo or Dubuque or wherever they might be, instead of taking an ambulance and two of our staff out of the city limits and really depleting, you know, what we can respond to, now we've got that car and we've just got a certified driver that can now take them wherever, and we're not depleting our resources. And I think that's it's already gotten busy, and I only see it getting busier and busier with maybe even some of the other hospitals coming on board wanting to use us also, because they've been reaching out to me.
Well, and I know you don't have the final numbers, but I imagine you're still seeing that growth in calls. Is that still something that you're seeing? And why it's, you know, again, we've said it several times of why it's been so important for you to have these EMT classes and get more people on board.
Yeah, our numbers are going to be just about the same as last year. We finished last year at 1,848, and we're going to be right about that again this year. But with the secure car, our numbers are probably going to go through the roof next year. So, that's why we continue to – we'll have another class next fall, and hopefully we'll have another big volunteer class, because as you know, our volunteers get older and retire, and we need that fresh blood that comes in too. So we've got a huge diverse client or employees here. We've got some that have got 1 year, 1 month, and we've got some that have got 37, 38 years in here. You know, so we've got – quite the range, and what I like is our older members here have really taken a lot of the younger ones under their wings and are teaching them the things that they had. So as they get in the time where they're slowing down, we've got some fresh blood that gets in here and they're ready to rock and roll. So
once again, that was Greg Higginbotham and Justin Smith with Pella Community Ambulance. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.